go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay, time for the senseless survey where I phone up a random person, just a random company number. See how long I can keep them on the line for, duping them into thinking something serious for the country. It's not. It's totally senseless. But they hear senses. Okay.
Oh, man.
Sherlyn Barnes, how many questions will I ask this morning?
13 questions.
13. You know what? If you do nail it today, I might even just give you a couple tickets to the Galileo Drive.
You're going to make us play for actual prizes?
Mm.
Okay, I want to change my question, my answer. 11 questions.
11.
Because 11 is always the average,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because now we've got something to really play for. So 11 questions.
Okay.
10 questions.
10. Ramiz?
9 questions.
9. Ooh. Producer Brad?
8.
8.
Is someone right?
One person is going to the drive. How lucky you are, you bunch of freeloaders looking for free stuff.
Give us the free. We say yes to that.
But it's a nice little prize, though, because it's $125 a ticket. So that's when you won.
And some great movies coming up this weekend.
Perfect date night. Pack a picnic. Pack a blankie. Make a night of it.
It's going to be cold, chilly. Yeah. All right. Okay. So one is right. Who is it? We'll find out roundabout now. Here is this morning's senseless survey.
Thank you for calling Radio Office. Can I speak a message to you?
Good morning, sir. I'm Agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I need to ask you a couple questions for your country. It'll only take a few seconds.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Sir, would you have a problem calling a sneeze a nose orgasm?
No, I wouldn't do that.
If you're not dating for marriage, are you dating for heartbreak?
No.
So, how did people crash their vehicles before cell phones?
How do people crash their cars before cell phones? I don't know.
Do you know that they are not gym clothes if you don't go to the gym? Huh. They're just pajamas.
Believe me.
That won't work out. Trust me.
Does it excite you to think that there are more nipples in the world than people?
Yeah, I want to say yes. I said no. Next question, please.
What?
Are you the person that complains about not getting Tupperware back?
Nope, I don't complain about that.
Is adulthood the worst neighborhood you've lived in?
No.
Now, wine only contains 1% of the recommended daily intake of calcium. So, does that mean that you should drink 100 glasses per day?
Oh, that would be too much, eh? I'd rather have half of that. 50 glasses.
Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
Tough question.
I was waiting for him to say, but how big are the nipples?
Right. Yeah. A fair point, yeah.
Mm.
But my thing was him asking next question, because this is not ludicrous enough.
He enjoyed the questions. He was like, next one.
He was like, oh, the census has really improved over the years.
But back to the nipples, Sibs.
Yeah, but I mean, a previous question that I've had on the census survey, would you eat chicken breasts if they had nipples?
Oh.
Would they taste the same?
Would they taste the same?
That's the only question I have for you.
Imagine how crispy you could get them on the bra.
Give me the one with the nipple.